Oh, yeah, it is that time of the week. It's my therapy. It is the mailbag. Pretty simple concept. You email questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win food to Oscars. Get your wing game right, your pizza game right. Charbroff wings, they're fantastic. Big O Pizza is fantastic. Now, I have not seen any of these questions. So you're going to get the real gut, knee-jerk answer that puts me on the spot, and I think that's what we all want. Can be serious, can be silly, doesn't matter. So, all right, George, without further ado, let's do this thing, all right?
Okay. My arms are hurting a little bit.
Are you, you still a little sore? You still a little sore.
Okay, all right. Still a little sore.
I saw you come in today. The first thing you do was stretch. It's like, oh, my man is struggling right now.
Just a little bit. All right, here we go.
You've got mail.
All right, so this one's coming from Mike. He said, in a pickup game to 11, ones and twos.
Okay, good for you.
What's the score of this game? Here are the two teams. Ba, Woodhead, and Verzal.
Uh-huh.
And the other team is Tolliver, Josh Peterson, and Stibbs.
Oh, man. Great question. I mean, you got an NBA player. Like, I just don't think we're going to be able to do anything with Tolliver.
Just barbecue chicken.
I mean, I guess we're going to force Stibbs and Josh Peterson to make a lot of shots.
Come quick with that double.
I think we're going to do all we can to double it, to double Tolliver, get it out of his hands, and just force Josh Peterson and Stibbs to just have to make every shot. Verz is fouling out in 5 seconds. Verz is going to flagrant one Tolliver immediately. Listen, here's the thing. My man Danny was a good little player. A good basketball player. Mm. Like, Danny was good at basketball.
Okay.
So, I think the fact that, you know, ultimately, when you're talking about 3-on-3, I mean, I think the combination of me and Danny can go a long ways, and I think we're going to be able to double Tolliver.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say we win. We gotta win by two, right?
Gotta win by two.
I'm gonna say we win 13-11.
Ooh.
But we might have issues with Tolliver in every way, shape, and form. We just need Verz to get under his skin. That's what we need.
The trash talk.
Yeah.
A lot of respect to you. That's a heck of a question.
You've got mail.
Alrighty. This one's coming from Eric. Eric's saying that this would have been a better question last week, but he's still going to ask it.
All right.
He said, would you rather have a sleepover with Kobe Bryant to talk basketball, okay, or would you rather be in a One Shining Moment video tribute?
So, I like me making a shot made One Shining Moment?
I guess so. Yeah, let's go with that because, you know, they do show like some bad clips in the one.
Right, right.
Yeah. So a positive.
I'm making a shot in One Shining Moment.
Yes, a positive one. Yep.
I believe that I lean towards wanting to be in One Shining Moment because that means that I was able to make some big plays in the NCAA tournament. And I'm hoping that it can be like down the, like later in the song. Because the later in the song you show up, that means the later in the tournament your big shots occurred.
Right.
So if I'm being very specific about where my highlight occurs, if it occurs like within the first 2 seconds, yeah, I'd maybe go sleepover with Kobe. But I'm gonna go making a shot in One Shining Moment. Even though getting a nice little sleepover with Kobe would be fantastic as well.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
All right, this one's coming from Tony. Tony said, Nick, Tiger winning the Masters was one of the best wins I have ever seen.
Yeah.
He said, besides Creighton or Nebraska winning a national championship, what would top Tiger's win at the Masters for you in sports?
The reality is I don't think there's something that instantly jumps out at me. I mean, I would think maybe seeing LeBron win another title would be pretty exciting. See Bron get another one in L.A. would be exciting. But there's just nothing. When pitted against Tiger winning the Masters, everything pales in comparison. I'd have to think about that one for a little longer. I don't.
Great question,
Tom. I mean, Here we go. How about this? This will satisfy both of us. The Pacers win the NBA Finals, and Doug McDermott is the Finals MVP.
Done.
There we go.
Done.
There we go.
Done.
There we go.
Done.
How about that? We'll go with that.
Let me say this. If the Pacers win the NBA championship while we're still together,
yeah.
The party that's going to happen in Shoring next, and Doug's still on his team,
yeah.
is going to be unlike anything else.
Mama.
Unlike anything else.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Sorry, I got real excited.
You did.
That Pacers was good. In action tonight. Mark.
Score more than 74 points, you got a shot. That's my first key. Let's go to Nick with the keys of the game. All right, thanks, Marv. Let's go with score more than 74 points.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. Mark, actually, you know what? We're going to go back to Mark. This is going to be from Jay. Jay said, black or white athletic socks? Or do you like both?
I have gotten to where I'm more of a black athletic sock guy. I don't really like, you know, in all reality, I don't really like white socks that much. Isn't that weird?
I just did laundry, and I can literally count how many pair of white socks I have on one pant, on one hand.
We all have that sock rotation.
Yep.
You know, excellent rotation I got going in my house. I don't think I have a single pair of white socks in my rotation.
Mm.
I own a pair of white socks, but they're like the last guy at the end of the bench that seldom gets in. Like if I'm breaking out that, we had some issues mm-hmm. with the regular rotation. I'm a black sock guy. I've gotten to where that I'm all about that. Socks have come a long ways too.
They have.
By the way, I was a guy when I played, I was very susceptible to blisters. Like I used to get the worst blisters where they'd have to like pop it and drain it, and I'd wear basically like a pad on the ball of my foot to like. Make it so it wouldn't be touching my blister. My whole high school career.
Jesus.
I don't know what was wrong with my feet, but I think shoes and socks have come a long ways since I played. And I mean, I was done 2008.
Yeah.
Like, socks are much better now. Socks used to be horrendous back then.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Bad blister, boy. That'll slow you down. That's why. You know what? Everybody said, boy, Bob's not real quick laterally. I had blisters! All right? I had blisters. That's why I was not the quickest laterally.
Let's go with Will.
What's up, Will?
Will says, Nick, what is the one thing that you do at work that makes your life easier that you are not supposed to do?
I suppose my answer to that question is that I do all of my show prep at home.
There you go.
And if that, I don't know if that's quote unquote what you're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't, I mean, a couple of years ago, I finally just made a decision that I was more productive at home. It was more distracting here. Because full disclosure, I don't have like a dedicated, like, first of all, obviously our studio's occupied.
Right.
Prior to us getting in here with Gary and Damon doing their thing. And then we're kind of like where I would show prep. I'm in this like main common area where I don't have like a, so people are walking by. Yep. I get into conversations, you know, it's harder for me to dive into my prep. So a couple of years ago, I just finally made the decision. You know what, man, I'm just going to prep. I'm going to do all my prep at home. And so I suppose that's maybe not what you're quote-unquote supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
but I do it, and I love it. Absolutely love it.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
All righty. Let's get our hot chick Jeff fix in. He said, Nick, we all know your future son will love the game of basketball.
Yeah.
Besides basketball, what sport would you encourage your future son to play in order to get the most hot chicks?
Okay. I always feel like, I mean, isn't the ultimate, like the quarterback gets the girl, right?
Every single move.
Every time. The quarterback is always the big heartthrob. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to send my kid to Gruden's quarterback camp, and he is going to become a quarterback if he wants to satisfy hot chick Jeff's, you know, lifelong dream of my son, you know, being being a ladies' man, you know? You know, Sneaky, like, you look, a lot of NHL players have very good-looking girlfriends and wives.
Very
Which is looking. Interesting to me, because some of them, like, missing a tooth. I feel like hockey players just stink. Like, I feel like a hockey locker room has to be the nastiest smelling place in the world. Mm-hmm. But hockey players get a lot of chicks. But I don't know anything about hockey other than NHL 96 on Sega Genesis, so I cannot participate in my son's life if he does that. So let's go quarterback. Final answer.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
In a reverse of events, Mark. We're going to get to Mark's question. He said there have been plenty of hot chick and hall pass questions. Yeah. So in honor of Nick's resemblance to Hillary Swank,
uh-huh.
If you were a hot chick
yeah.
and being propositioned by Tiger, LeBron, and Tom Brady, which one would get your company for the night?
I love Tiger. I feel like Tiger would be kind of boring. I feel like he'd be kind of boring, you know? So I'm gonna take Tiger off the list first. I think the biggest thing I'm looking for in my night out, okay? This is what I'm looking for in my night on the town. I just want to go and dance. I want to dance the night away, okay? I don't know why I'm getting choked up. LeBron dances. I don't think Brady's going to dance. Brady and I want a good meal, and I want to dance. I feel like with Brady, we're going to be eating kale and asparagus smoothies, and we're not going to dance. But with Bron, we're gonna grub. He likes wine. I like wine. We'll drink some wine, and then we'll throw on some music, and we're going to dance hard all night. So we're going LeBron.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
All right, I got a couple more for you. Grant wants to know, are you still close to Doug? And if so, why don't you ever have him on? You know what, Nick? I'm going to answer this for you. As a Pacer fan, Doug's got better things to worry about.
That's my thing.
And that's like, the Boston Celtics right now.
Yeah, well, first of all, right now, absolutely not. I still stay in touch with Dougie. I've talked to you guys about this. I'm big on, like, I never want to be someone that is like a distraction, or I just like err on the side of leaving people alone when they got like big things going on, you know? And I also would never want to make someone feel, even though I know Doug wouldn't feel like that, I never want to make someone feel like, hey man, I'm talking to you just because of the fact that you're playing in the NBA or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? And I know that Doug wouldn't think that, but I always just get worried about, like, I don't want him to ever think that I'm just like, you know, kissing his butt or, you know, trying to ride his coattails with something, you know? Yeah. So it's a weird thing. Like, what's crazy is Alex Gordon. Golden Glove, World Series champ, Royals. Grew up with the kid. Played high school football with the kid. I've never had him on the show just because I don't know. I'm like, Gordo, you're my guy. I love you. Night Pride. I don't want to bother you. Maybe that's my New Year's resolution, not on New Year's Eve. Should I start bothering people more? Do you guys want me to start bothering people more?
Email George at 1620 in his own.
All right. I'll start bothering some people more. I err on the side of not bothering people. There you go.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
All right. Brett wants to know, how would LJ Figueroa and...
Oh! What you know about LJ Figueroa? Okay, sorry.
How would LJ Figueroa and Brian Trimble from St. John's
yeah.
fit in Hoiberg's system? Seems like a better fit than the Hauser boys to me.
LJ Figueroa, I mean, it's tough. I don't know about that, about better fit. They're just different. They still fit, but they're just a little bit different. Brian Trimble, like, I want to say when I had their game, I could pull it up, whatever it was. I'm about to blow your minds. As I pull up their sheet here in my computer, When I did their game on the 28th, it looks like, of January, at that point, Brian Trimble, 38 of his 39 field goal attempts were threes. Think about that.
What?
Think about that. This is a 6'3 Division I sophomore guard at St. John's, and 38 of his 39 field goal attempts were threes. So he's a little one-dimensional. And homeboy only shot like 31% from three. So I've never been a huge Brian Trimble guy. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe he was in a situation where he just wasn't able to get enough shots and minutes to really get into a rhythm and flow. I understand that. I was a huge LJ Figueroa fan. Mm-hmm. I thought LJ Figueroa was awesome. 54% from the floor, 40% from three, long, active, athletic. I love me some LJ Figueroa. Let me tell you, if LJ Figueroa commits to come play for Fred Hoiberg, I will help him unload his stuff into his dorm. That guy's awesome. Like, not going to be like a first team All Big Ten guy, but you need like, he's like a Trevor Ariza kind of a guy. You know what I mean? Like, Nick Vaugh here for LJ Figueroa. All right. It's my boy right there.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
I'll get you out on this one.
It's a good name, too. It's a fun name to say. LJ Figueroa. okay, sir.
David, he wants to know, if a genie appeared.
I like it already.
And offered you.
A genie bus? Yes. Yes. Genie bus has appeared. Genie bus.
People need to stop sleeping on genie.
Genie bus got it going. Underrated.
If a genie, with a G, okay, appeared and offered you three wishes, what would you wish for and why?
Oh, my God. What? You know, I mean, this sounds like cheesy, but they would all be about, like, my daughter, probably.
Okay.
Like, it would just be three wishes of, like, granting my daughter health, happiness, and a fulfilling life. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds like, man, quit being corny, bah. Why are you so corny? But honestly, like, anybody that, when you have a kid, right, you just, like, you're like, oh, my life now is second to that person's life. Like, that's just how it is. And so I think health, happiness, and a fulfilling life for my girl Mava. That's what it would be. All right?
That's all I have to say about that.
I don't think that's what he was looking for. I think he was looking for, like, man, I'd have a 43-inch vert, crazy Kyrie handle, vision like Steve Nash. No.
I mean, just the fact that the first thing that came to mind was an Indiana Pacers championship within the next 5 years. For this guy.
Oh,
stop playing with
man.
My emotions, Pacer. Stop playing with my emotions.
Yeah, yeah. Greater than 74 points, George. That's what we need. Okay? What we're looking for.
Yeah, call up Doug. Tell him.
Yeah, I got him. I'll text him. Doug, hey, quick thought. I was watching film. You guys need to score more than 74 points. How about that? That might be necessary. This is funny. John says, you would think... Jimmy goes, you would think that the mailbag would give us a good glimpse of your mind, Nick, but really, over the years, I've realized that it actually gives us an even better glimpse into the listeners' minds, and sometimes it can be a little worrisome. Today seemed okay, though, except for Jeff. Yeah. All right. So, there you go. Oh, that's so good. All right. I got to go in on somebody and question somebody at some point over the next half hour. Just buckle your seatbelts, okay?